Okay, my friends. This is a complicated sugya. Not too complicated for us. We're going to try to tackle the sugya in stages. So we'll start now, just to break open the sugya a little bit. Hopefully next week we're going to do the sugya full blown. But the Gemara starts and says, V'chime acher, shezet tofes v'ayimin v'zet tofes v'ayimin. Shvua zulama. Being that after we see that this one's holding it and that's one holding it, why in the world is there a shvua over here? So I have a bunch of questions today. I'm going to throw out a lot of different questions. Does this line of the Gemara somehow flow from what we just said a minute ago? It's not a two dots or anything like that. It seems like the Gemara is continuing with what we just spoke about. I don't know how the Islam Ishtaba, the Leslam Ishtaba, how does that have to do with what's going on over here? This seems to be like a whole different thing. But the Gemara is now discussing, what do you need a Shvuah for after a Zet Toifes Va'imid V'Zet Toifes Va'imid? Comes along of Kalmanovich in the Sefer Ole Yeshua, and he says that what is the Gemara's question? It sounds like the Gemara is saying, "Hey, I don't have to swear. I'm toy face. Why should I have to swear? What do we need a shvua for?" Says the of Kalmanovich. That makes sense to me. If you learn, like Tosfos, for example, that each one is toughest in half, being that each one is toughest in half, therefore, each one has the right to half. I got it. So the Gemara is saying, this one's toughest in half. This one's toughest in half. So why are they making Shavuos for? That's the Lashon of Tosfos and Daf Bezam and Aleph is, Anan Sahadi Demayda Tofes Haididehu. It's almost like even have Edom that it's mine. So what do I got to make a shvua for? Why is anyone making shvuas here? Chimachah shezet tofes v'ayimid, v'zet tofes v'ayimid. Each one's toughest in half. What are we making shvuas for? Shvuas ulama. However, if you hold like Rashi, that Rashi seems to hold each one is toughest in the whole thing. Rashi says, on that beis, amid beis, hai toughest bekula, v'hai toughest bekula. And Rashi says, because each one's toughest in the whole thing, I'm stuck. I can't do anything. I need a shvua in order to extract it from the other person. So what's the Gemara's question? Shvua zu! That's the reason why I need a shvua. Shvua zu lama. The Gemara in that Beis Amid Beis says, that's why you need a shvua. I'll read you the Lashon of Rashi. It's like very startling. Rashi says, Hai tofes bekula, v'hai tofes bekula. Lo kimlu rabbanu lo itzim amuches kasu b'chdi. Hitzrichum shvua. Because hai tofes bekula, hai tofes bekula. That's why we were mechayev a shvua. So according to Rashi, what does the Gemara mean to say? A shvua zulama. Hitzrichum chacham shvua. That's why we need a shvua. The chayev of the Gemara is much more mashma, like the way Tosfos learned. Let's daf from Vissen. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the Shavuah is for. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shavuah zu, takonas chachomimi, shelo yeikolecha ve'echad hoylech v'toikev, betaliso shel chaveiroi v'oimer shelihu. The Shavuah is in order that everyone should not go and grab someone else's talis and say it's mine. So really, should there be a Shavuah here? No. Really, what should the din be? Yachloiku, beloi Shavuah. The Chachamim put a Shavuah on. The Chachamim tacked on a Shavuah. Ask the Rajba, okay, so why don't the Chachamim do the same thing in the case of Kol De'olim Govar? What's the case of Kol De'olim Govar? Two people are fighting over a boat. Zeh Omer Kula Shali V'Zeh Omer Kula Shali. Over there also, we should say that it should be Kol De'olim Govar B'Shavuah. Kol d'olam gavar b'shvua. I think that's the Rajba's kasha. He's a little bit cryptic, but he says, "Why don't you say shvua by kol d'olam gavar?" As I frekter. I don't think instead of saying called Olam Gabbar, because then it wouldn't have a good kasha. Because over here, are we saying Shavua instead of Yachloiku? No. We're saying Yachloiku and a Shavua. So over there also, we're saying called Olam Gabbar and add a Shavua. We'll see in a second.
You're saying only let it start if they both take a Shavua?
So we'll have to figure that out. Hold on a second. Let me tell you what the Rajma's answer is. Then you know what? We could do that already. So what does the Rajma mean? Does he mean they should swear before the Kol Olam Gavar? What? That'd be a las. What are they going to swear? What's he going to do? I'm going to swear it's mine, and you're going to end up getting it? It doesn't make sense. He lechayr has to mean that after one of them gets it, then there should be a Shmua. No, it's called Olam Gavar. The Rajma clearly does not understand that he's winning with Edim, because if there's Edim, there's no need for a Shvua. He understands they're going to fight it out. They're going to duel. And whoever wins, after he wins, Bezdin should say, okay, now swear to us that it's yours. Called Olam Gavar, you got it, but swear to us that it's yours. What? What do you mean?
You're saying fight it out, and then you have to swear.
I'm assuming that's what the Rajma means. I'm open for suggestions. Other pshatim.
Then you would just say tell him to swear.
And you're saying that's good.
No, but he's not doing it.
If you're
trying to
fight
it out and then swear,
what?
Tell each of them, swear to me that it's yours.
And if they
both aren't swearing,
whatever the
din
is, what's a din
yachloiku
if he doesn't want to swear?
For
the Rajma, that's
exactly
the Rajma's kasha. Why don't you do that?
No, there's a din.
So it's less of a
tantrum.
A person more likely to swear.
You're right, but it's a shvu d'rabbanan.
Yeah, chanami.
Okay, so let's get it clear. Avi's making a good point. If you hold that Kol Olam Gavar goes on forever, then the Rajma's got it's a little bit hard. You can make a shvua, and then the other guy's going to steal it. Now he's going to have to make a shvua. Like, how's it going to go? If you hold Kol Olam Gavar can go on forever, so then I don't know if you could put a shvu on a Kol Olam Gavar. I don't know how that's going to work. But again, Rajma's pashtus not changing the din of Kol Olam Gavar, because then he doesn't have a good kasha. Because over here, we're not saying change Yachloiku with a shvu. So Kol Olam Gavar with a shvu. So the Kol Olam Gavar is going to stay in place. So that means that if I grab it, you grab it, this will go on forever. So how can I have a shvua? There's no place for a shvua. But maybe that's all part of the Rajma's teretz. What does the Rajma answer? The Rajma answers like Max was saying. He says, listen, if Kol Olam Gavar is a siluk bezdin, what does that mean? It depends on how you understand Kol Olam Gavar. What does a siluk bezdin mean? Bezdin recuses themselves. They're not getting involved. Kol Olam Gavar is not a psak. The Lashon Rishonim is a psak parsoi. It's a barbarian psak. This is barbaric. What? Fight it out? What is this? What crazy? What is this? What is this craziness? What do you mean fight it out? It doesn't make any sense. You know, Ben's saying, look, we're not getting involved, okay? You're not holding it. No one here has anything legitimate to say. We're just going to step out. Then Ben can't put a shvu on you, because what does a shvu mean? Ben's stepping in. But Kol Olam Gavar is Ben's stepping out. So there's no room for a shvu with Kol Olam Gavar. Bayach loiku Bezdin stepping in. Bezdin saying, listen, we know what to do. Chuluk mitam vada, chuluk mitam sofik, whatever it is Bezdin's doing. By Kol Olam Gavar, Bezdin's trying to step out. So they can't put a shvu on you. So the Rajma seems to say, really, we would love to do it. It's a good idea. Put a shvu on the guy. However, because Bezdin's being masalik, therefore Bezdin can't get involved. Yeah.
And the only reason they get involved here
is because you're holding, they're both holding.
Right.
If they said the talus is outside, right. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter, says the Gemara. V'neima, migu dechoshid amomeno choshid nami ashvuasa. Says the Gemara, Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the Shavua Mishnah, because Chom Shalei Kol Echad Halach Betolah 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 Betolah. Why don't you say, Migu the Choshid Amom and the Choshid HaShavuasa? We're going to have to see what is the Lamedus of Migu the Choshid Amom and Choshid HaShavuasa. We'll see it soon. But this is a Kasha. If a person's Choshid Amom, why are you making a Shavua? Because you're accusing him of stealing. If he's going to steal, he's a ganav, so he's going to swear falsely also. So there's just no point to this shvua. It just seems to be totally pointless. We'll see more exactly how the Rishonim learn. But the Gemara seems to say, says the Gemara, You're right. This is a situation of Chashid Amam and Chashid Ashvusa. But we don't hold that way. Now the Gemara goes to try to prove it. Says the Gemara, Teida. We're going to read some of them down. Says the Gemara, the Eloi Teima Hachi. Sorry, it doesn't say the word Teima. The Eloi Teima Hachi. Haydo Amar Achmana Moedim Miktas a tiny Shava. Name a Migud Chashan Amam Chashan Ashvusa. How could there ever be a Shvus Moedim Miktas? Why don't we say Chashan Amam Chashan Ashvusa? The Gemara, no, that's not Shver. Hasam Ishtemuti Kamishtamet like Yidir Rabba. Over there. He's just pushing him off. He doesn't really want to steal. He just wants to delay. Kidderabba, like we saw Rabba Mipnei Ma'amar Toyo Moed Mikzah Sani Yishav. We saw the Tav Gimel Menaf on the bottom. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Damrav Yidi Barav and Amrav Chizda Kaifer Milva Kasher Le'edus Pekon Pasel Le'edus. Why is the Kaifer B'Milva Kasher Le'edus if he just stole? The answer is he's not stealing. In his head, at least, he doesn't see it as stealing. Over there also. Over there also there's an ishtamute. Yachi kafir bikadon. Am I possible? This name ishtamute kam ishtamit. Savadish ada bechashanale or whatever mishkachnale. So the Gemara ki aminon kafir bikadon possible. This kigon dasi sade esidle da ushaita isel bikadon bebeise. That the yode was in his house. He knew about it. He now may have been knocking the yode. Ela hada amar avuna. This is what I want to get to over here. I'm sorry that I just rushed down the Gemara. We'll do it over again. The Gemara is now trying another attempt. It's not in his house. What does Moira v'Amar mean? So what do I see in the Gemara down here? I see that if a person has a Moira Heter, would you call him a Chashid Amamana? No. Just like Ishtamute is not Chashid Amamana, Moira Heter is not Chashid Amamana. Is there a Moira Heter in our Mishnah?
Yes.
That's it? Only two people are saying yes?
Yeah, yeah.
There's two Moira Heters in our Mishnah. Where was that? The Beis Amid Beis. So what's the Gemara's question on Rabbi Yochanan? That Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shvu of our Mishnah is a problem of Migud HaChashid. The Shvu of our Mishnah has a Moira Heter.
That Moira Heter is not for a good reason for him not to make a false Shvu.
What do you mean?
He thinks he's not a God.
Right, that's why. We won't say Migud HaChashid HaMamana. He's being Moira Heter, saying this other guy got it beloy Tairach, he got it I need it also, whatever his Moira Heter is. But the fact is he knows the other person got it first, so I wouldn't say Migud HaChashid. We see that once I have a Moira Heter situation, he's not called a Chashid HaMamara. Similar to once I have a Shtamute situation, it's not called Chashid HaMamara. So why is the Gemara accusing Rabbi Yochanan of being guilty of Chashid HaMamara, Chashid HaShvusa? So there's Moira Heter here. What? We see in the Gemara, once this chashad, there's Moira Heter, it's not chashad amamana, chashad shvusa. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rav Huna is chashad amamana, it's not because of Moira Heter. So say the same thing, Rav Yochanan. Chashad amamana, it's not because of Moira Heter. What does that mean? The Shvu of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, because of Moira Heter. Rav Yochanan is the Shvu of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is the Shvu of our Mishnah. What? Okay, so says Rabbi Yashiv, and the Olam is somewhat mechaven, it must be Rabbi Yochanan argues on the Gemara of Moira Heter, which I'm gonna give you guys beef with that. Okay, I have beef with that, but you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan argues when Rabbi Yochanan said, Ela Shvu Azu Takanas Rechavim Hi Shelei Kedei Shelo Yehi Kol Echad Hoylech V'Toyk V'Tzilish Shchaveroi. He did not mean Moira Heter. He's rejecting the Gemara's. When the Gemara said Moira Heter on that Beis Amid Beis, that was before we introduced Rabbi Yochanan. Now that we introduced Rabbi Yochanan, there's no more Moira Heter in our Mishnah. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Yes. Yes. Is that what you're saying? It's two separate things. Now Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's no Moira Heter, and the Gemara is saying there is Moira Heter. Is the Shmuel of our Mishnah Moira Heter, yes or no? Rabbi Yochanan, yes or no? No.
That's where the question of the Gemara starts from.
What?
The Gemara says, Shavuos Ulama. According to the Gemara, Bezim and Bez, it's not a Kasha. Shavuos Ulama, because there's a Marhatar, so I didn't need a Shavuos. It's still more than the Gemara, they can have a Kasha.
Okay, we'll see.
Hold the Marhatar altogether?
Yeah, he holds a Marhatar, but the Shavuos Mishnah has nothing to do with Marhatar. That's what he seems to be saying. The Shavuos Mishnah is not because of Marhatar. We'll see, hold on. Everybody says, so listen, this is what I want to know. So says Rabbi Yashav, this one Nakuda, and then we're going to get back to the problem. Rabbi Yashav says, that's why the Gemara asked for Rabbi Yochanan. Why did the Gemara ask for the Mishnah? What's with the Shavuot of our Mishnah? How can you have a Shavuot of our Mishnah? The answer is simple. You can have a Shavuot of our Mishnah if you hold of Myra Heter. Beautiful. But Rabbi Yochanan that says the Shavuot of the Mishnah is not Myra Heter. He's got a problem. Our Mishnah's not a problem because our Mishnah could say Myra Heter. Let's see the Rabbi Yashav inside. It's a very short piece. V'yesh l'tmaya lama masnisan l'koshesos. Why is that asking on a Mishnah? Why is that asking on Rabbi Yochanan? V'tzorach lo amid gemara daf beis ama beis amar de b'metzia mekachom emka yesh mayra heter imken like a chashan amamana v'rab Yochanan she'amar tam hashvua shelo yei toikef smirale de'ein hashvua mishom mayra heter. Not that he doesn't hold a mayra heter. The shvua of our Mishnah is not because of mayra heter. The gemara sham ha'isa rak tzrichasa. So Rabbi say, I'm going to deal with those last few lines of the Rabbi Yashav. Okay, so now we have to recalibrate. What do I mean by that? The Shavuah said, the Mishnah says, Zeh Aymer Ani Metzasiyah, V'zeh Aymer Ani Metzasiyah. Zeh Aymer Kula Shli, V'zeh Aymer Kula Shli. I have a question for you. Why doesn't it just say one? Listen, Chada. The Gemara asked that question. Azev Zek Tani? Says the Gemara, Enochanami, Reisha Metzia, Sev Mekuchomemkar, Vitzricha. The Gemara said the Myra Heter for a purpose. So we needed that. Or else, what's the Tzricha? So how does Rabbi Yochanan, we just like forgetting about the fact that there was a Gemara there, how does Rabbi Yochanan learn the Mishnah? Zeham ani mitzastiyah vezeham ani mitzastiyah, zeham akulashali vezeham akulashali.
Wasn't
Marhette,
the kid, so then in
Rav Yechon,
people are
involved. If the Sefer is not Marhette, then what do I need to get the Marhette for? It's not Marhette.
I don't know if Yochanan says the Shavuot HaMishnah, the Tegan Chalim, but that right side, I think he goes on a level. We say,
Shavuot HaMishnah is Deravanan.
Even in the beginning?
Rabbi says, is my question clear? So, Moshe, should I ask it again? Yeah? Okay. What Rabbi Yashav is suggesting, and the Olam is suggesting here also, is that that Rabbi Yochanan rejects the idea of Myra Heter. And that's why the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yochanan, it should be Migud HaChashan Mamre HaChashan HaShvusa, because after all, over here, the Shvus is not because of Myra Heter. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Myra Heter. So that means Rabbi Yochanan blacks out this Gemara's answer. But the Gemara said it for a reason. The Gemara asked, why do we need two cases in the Mishnah? Gemara attempted to say Chodok Tani, but the Gemara knocked that off by saying Zev Ezek Tani, that Beis Amad Al. So the bottom of that Beis Amad Al says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Vitem Rav Sim Ba'asi, Vamar El Kedi, Reisha Metzia, Seva Mekach Umemkar, Vitzricha. So the Gemara needed a Tzricha, so says the Gemara, Mara Heter. How does Rabbi Yochanan now learn our Mishnah? I have two answers for you, my friends. First of all, maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds Chadaktani. 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 What? Hazev is Ektani. Take a look at Toises Daf Beis Amud Aleph all the way on the bottom. Toises Daf Beis Amud Aleph all the way on the bottom. The bottom Toises Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, Iko duchti de parech ki hai gavna. Some places the Gemara asks this type of question. Viko duchti de loy parech. Sometimes we don't ask this question. In other words, is the question zevzeh a knockout? No. I mean, you know, we could use it. You know, it's so maybe Rav Yochanan says it's chadak tani I zevzeh. No problem. It doesn't make a difference. We'll ignore zevzeh. Zevzeh is not such a major problem. That's one shot Rav Yochanan maybe holds. And if you ask Rav Yochanan the maskana, the Shavuot of our Mishnah is one case. Or maybe the Shavuot of our Mishnah is Metziah and it's Mekach Umemkar. If I would have only written Metziah, then what would I have thought Metziah has? Myra Heter. If I would have only written Mekach HaMemkah, I would have thought, what does Mekach HaMemkah have? Or Heter. Now that I write both of them, what am I saying? That what's the Kamash Malon in the Gemara? That it's not because of Myra Heter. That's Gubba the Kamash Malon. I think that's what Rabbi Yosher means. Sham Haisarak Trichasa. I would have thought if you would have written only this, it's Als Myra Heter. The Maskan is it's not Myra Heter. But he agrees it's there's two cases in the Mishnah. The reason I need to write both of them, if I would have written this, I would have said, oh, this one's got a Myra Heter. That's why there's a Shmua, but there's no Myra Heter. No, this one has a Myra Heter. That's why there's a Shmua. Says the Gemara, the Maskan is it's not because of Myra Heter.
That'll fit with the Gemara based on the Bez.
Yeah.
There's an argument.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then he's not arguing in the Gemara. And an old chavrusa of mine, Rabbi Kaufman, first name, Kaufman. What? No. Is anyone here with him? You were here with him, Kaufman? He lived with me? You weren't here with him? Yosef. Yosef. Okay, I'm not remembering his first name right now. Eli. Rabbi Eli Kaufman. You remember him? It's Eli his first name, right? Eli Kaufman. He wanted me medayik in the words of Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Shua Zulama, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's takonis lechavmi, shelo yehe kol echad v'echad, hoylech v'toykev b'taliso shel chaveroi. What's made hoylech v'toykev? Why doesn't it just say, shelo yehe kol echad toykev b'taliso shel chaveroi? What does hoylech v'toykev mean? That means that I just walked over to someone and just said, oh, it's mine. I said, what was that? The Gemara was understanding that we both see a mitzvah, you pick it up first, and I say, oh, I picked it up first. Right? I'm there while you're picking it up. I'm there while you're buying it. We're in the same place. I'm saying, I got it first, you're saying, you got it first. I know you really got it first, but I'm claiming on it. Shelo yehe kachon hoylech v'toykev is you just walk over to someone and just grab his talis and say it's yours. There's no more heter over there.
Right. Over here, it's called
going all over. Go all over the place. Good. Okay. Says the Gemara, "V'neima migu dechoshed amamenon choshed ashvusa." Says Rashi. What's up, Rashi? V'neima migu dechoshed amamenon choshed ashvusa. Ad Reb Yochanan parach. D'amar chashdu rabbanon shema yelech. V'toykev b'talis, v'shachaveh v'mashalihu, im choshen hu b'kach, choshen hu nami lishava. If that's what he's choshed on, he's also choshed to swear. So Rashi doesn't say explicitly what exactly his problem is. However, if you look in the Nemuke Yosef, it's a little bit more explicit. Nemuke Yosef says, Amai Mashbinanle, like why should he swear? Why? What's the point? In other words, what are you gaining by having him make a shavua? What are you gaining? He's making a shavua for what purpose? You don't know if he's telling the truth? You're not going to get any more clarity by having him make a shavua than you would have beforehand, because if he's choshed amaman, it's choshed a shavua. So what's the point of having him swear?
Why can Rashi say Laz Bezdin here?
There's no Laz Bezdin.
Why can Rashi say
there's,
that?
There's no Laz Bezdin.
There could be a Laz Bezdin.
Why is there a Laz Bezdin?
If we're putting a shoe on a guy and he could be lying to look at him.
But we don't know that he's lying.
He did.
No, it could be that he didn't steal. It could be he's telling the truth. We're just saying, ala tzad, that you think that he's stealing, so then you didn't get anything, but it's not a Laz Bezdin. It's very possible this guy's telling the truth. We don't know that he's a ganef. Maybe the other guy's the ganef. But why am I swearing? Because you're suspecting me of stealing. If I'm going to steal, I'm going to swear. So the shvua is pointless. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. The Ritva, however, says a different pshat. Yeah.
If the whole thing is so people shouldn't be going halal from taker, maybe this guy's taka didn't get away with the shvua, but in general, it will stop people from being halal from taker.
Why? If they're going to steal, they're going to swear falsely also. It's just
how it works. Not everyone's going to go and take it.
But that's exactly what the Gemara is discussing. Is everyone going to go and take it or not?
The individual will get away with it. But,
that's what the Gemara is discussing. Is this person going to do it or not? In other words, do we assume if someone's going to steal, they're also going to swear? Or no? Maybe some people, or most people, we'll see. Sure, we're going to talk about it a little bit. But that's what the Gemara is assuming, according to Rashi right now. There's no point in the Shavua. The Chiddushei Ritva says a different pshat. Says the Ritva, being that he's chashen ashvuasa, lo nirmi alei shvuasa, deika mishum lifnei iver, lo yisitein mechsho. Pilei ploim. Says the Ritva, it's not that there's no point in putting a shvu on him. You're not allowed to put a shvu on him. You're setting him up for failure. What? The Gemara is going to discuss. Might have been miktas should be lifnei iver, and the Gemara is going to discuss every time that memanav shach. There's nothing accomplished here, and it's going to be lifnei iver and a chanami. That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. If there's a mishtamute, then there's no problem. If there's a mishtamute, it's not going to be a problem. Now what?
You're just going to do it anyways, so. He would swear anyway, so it doesn't matter if we bring it or do it.
No, but he can't swear unless Bezdin puts it on him. No, it's a person doesn't swear. I guess in theory he could just jump up and say, I swear. But over here, I'm the one who's facilitating the Shavua. Where there's a bottle of wine there, and he's going to take the bottle either way, so then that's not called Lifneiver. But over here, we are creating the Shavua in order for him to make the Shavua. So Memela asked the Ritva, the Choyer over here is a lot of Lifneiver. Yeah.
They can both swear at the neighbor, they're willing to make a shul show, no? How do we do that? We don't put it away.
It's a nice kasha to think about that. It's a nice. Akiva's bavorning, what's why there are a bunch of bananas? Why is there not lefneiver if you know for sure someone's going to be making the shavua shav?
No, but I don't know for sure he's going to make.
He won't make the shavua. Pashas won't make the shavua. If you hold migud chashan amam and aloy chashan shavua, so he won't make the shavua. It's only if he's chashan amam chashan shavua, so you have to know how do you deal. What? If you hold migud chashan amam and a chashan shavua, so in the case of bananas, there's no ishtamute. What would you do with bananas? Does the Gemara deal with bananas? No. Yeah. Gemara deals with bananas' case. The Gemara deals with it. Gemara asks the kasha. Okay. So the question is, what's the yisoida machlekes here between Rashi and the Ritva what does migud chashan amam and chashan shvuas mean? According to Rashi, it means there's no point in making the shvua. According to the Ritva, it doesn't mean there's no point. It just means that there's a problem making the shvua because you're going to be over lifnei iver if you put the shvua in front of him. L'chayra,
no problem. Gazelle, letting him steal. That's also
the thing.
If he doesn't do the
shvua,
he's
going to
steal.
But it's not going to help. If Migul Chashem Chashashua, so then you put a shvua. So now he's going to do two averes. Now the two averes instead of one aver. What?
He already stole.
If someone tries to steal, I didn't get it.
Well, they can't.
And that's not, anyway.
Was Neighbor's not in the jail?
They're not over the Neighbor for sure. Yeah, that they didn't have the Neighbor. He's saying they could stop him, and then when they can't stop him, he's chosh. Akoponim says the Gemara, the Maskana, Loi Amrina Migu the Choshen Amam and the Choshen Shvua. Says Rashi, the Chamirle Leinchi Iser Shvua Me Iser Gzela. It sounds like from Rashi that people are more concerned about Issa Shvua than Gezel. It doesn't sound like from Rashi that Shvua is more Chomer. It sounds like from Rashi, people are just more, you know, that's just one of the things that people kind of like, they don't think so much about the Gzela. On the Gzela Shabo, they're chilled. On the Shvua Shabo, they're not chilled. So, but and not because be'etzem one is more chomer than the other, but it's chomer le'la inchi iser shvua mi iser gzela. Tosis is mashma more that there's taka of a difference between shvua and gzela. Look at Tosis. Chashan amamano lechashan shvua. So v'nira the hainu taima mishum de shvua chamura kinisa biyuma u'bishvua sha'olam izdazea aloisisa. Shvua is more chomer. The olam shakes. When the Torah says loisisa, the whole world shook. What does that mean? Loisisa, apparently, shvua is serious, serious business. Making a shvua, people would not be willing to make a shvua shav. Why is shvua more chamor? So the Chinuch explains, what's the yisoid of a shvua? What does a shvua mean? What does it mean? I give you my word. I promise. I swear. I solemnly oath. What do these words mean? They don't mean anything. What does it mean? What does it mean to? What does a shvua mean, Bechlal? Says the Chinuch, it means the following thing. Taitch of a shvua. Which, by the way, people say it in English. Someone will say, I swear to God. What does that mean? What does he mean by that? Says the Chinuch, you know what a shvua is? A shvua, the translation of what shvua is, the same way that Hashem is real, this is real. Same way Hashem is real, I did not borrow $100 from Shimon. The same way. So if a person says, the same way Hashem is real, I did not borrow $100 from Shimon, and he did borrow $100 from Shimon, what does that sound like about Hashem? Bad news, don't even say it. That's pretty heavy. So if you're frum but chilled, you're not going to make a shavua shav, because that's not frum. Shavua shav is not frum. You basically just said blasphemy. The whole world shakes on a shavua shav. So anytime, and by the way, Rabbi, you say, shavua is nemar b'chol lashon. Anytime a person says, I promise you, kipshuta, that's a shavua d'oraisa. So I strongly urge everyone not to use the word promise. You can say, I give you my word. But once you say, shavua is nemar b'chol lashon, the person says, I promise, that's a shavua. What? And therefore what? That's the chiyuv is derabbanan. The kefta of the shvuah is a shvuah diaraisa. The chiyuv is derabbanan, but the shvuah is a shvuah diaraisa. So memela, this shvuah is chamura ma'ait. Therefore, a person who's maybe he's a little bit more lax about gneva, because gneva, okay, it's avera, but it's not blasphemy. Frek toises a question. Vim toimar. If you hold that so why is a gazlin puzzle for a shvua? We just saw the sugya right before us. A gazlin who can't swear, why can't he swear? Let him swear. What's the pshat? Says Taisves, the gazlin loy puzzle the shvua elamid rabbanan. You're right. Gazan is not possible to shvumid, you're right. If you hold miguda chashira mamana chashira shvuasa, do we understand why a Gazan can't take a shvua? Yes. But if you hold miguda chashira mamana loy chashira shvuasa, so a Gazan should be able to swear. Why can't he swear? It's only the Rabbanan.
It's not chashira, it's
what's the Rabbanan?
Ula edos, and that doesn't make a difference. Who the possible midiraisa? Mishum al toshis rasha eid.
Why did
the Rabbanan
Gazan pass
the Shvuah? Yeah. Why will the Chacham pass it? So, perhaps Tosis is saying the following thing. Tosis is saying, when it comes to Eidos, there is a psul in the Gavra. What do I mean? A Karav is pasul Eidos. Moshe and Aaron can't testify together. Is it because we think that Moshe and Aaron are lying? No. But the din edus, in order to be kashur le'ed, you can't be a karav. A woman is pasul le'edus. It's because women lie more than men? No, because that's a psul. A gazlon is pasul le'edus. Not necessarily because we think he's going to lie, because he's pasul. The pasuk says, atoshis yodcha eid. Is a psul. Toshis Rasha 8. But that's a psul in the Gavra. When it comes to Shvua, there's no psul in the Gavra of a Shvua. Elamai, the Chachamim said, we're concerned maybe he's going to lie. We don't know for sure he's going to lie, but this person is definitely more suspicious than other people. Therefore, we don't allow him to swear. Therefore, he's not psul midyoy raisa. It's only possible midrabbanan. That's what it sounds like, yeah. Which we'll see. Tosis talks about. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to finish this Tosfos. Get back to the Machlokes Rashi over here and the Ritva as far as what is Migud Chashad Amam and Chashad Shavuos do, and then we have to discuss all of these different cases there are of Chashad Amam and Chashad Shavuos. I want to leave you just with a thought on the parasha, a quick one. Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'om. Vayihi is Lashon Tsar. Vayihi b'mei ha'chashverosh. That's Lashon Tsar, bad times, rough times. Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'om. Why is it bad times? What's, the Jewish people are leaving. It's good times, my friends. Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'om. Klal Yisrael is leaving. Why is it bad times? So I heard a pshat once from Reb Tzvi Teitelbaum, who's saying over from others. I saw it also in the Medrash. The Medrash says, why does he say Vayihi b'shalach paro es ha'om? Paro sent us off? What does that mean? It says the Medrash, Paro is melavet klal Yisrael. Vayihi b'shalach paro. Paro sent us off. What does that mean? When a person's malava, it means that Klal Yisrael didn't leave. They left physically, but they still had paro with them a little bit. They were still holding on to their Yetzaharas. They're actually still holding on to their Avodah Zaras. There was a pestle, by the way. They carried Avodah Zara in their pocket, which is, that's bad news. Klal Yisrael was leaving, but they never really, they didn't make a clean break from Mitzrayim, from the Egyptian culture, from their tumah that they had over there. Klal Yisrael was leaving physically, but they still kept their, you know, their souvenirs. They still were talking about, you know, the good old times in Mitzrayim when we were doing our Avodah Zara, and they didn't, and Paro was still with them. Vayihi b'shalach Paro es ha'om. This is dangerous. And when they got to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, look, halalo avodei avodei zar, v'halalo avodei avodei zar. There's no difference. They still got their avodei zars in their back pocket, Hashem. What are we over splitting the sea for them? What are we doing this for? And Klal Yisrael had to break free. Klal Yisrael had to, like, to just burn their bridge with their avodei zar. There's no more. I'm not doing it every once in a while. I'm not thinking about it. It's gone. It's finished. It's over. It's not part of my life anymore. I am now a Yid. I'm no longer a Mitzri. And Klal Yisrael did that. It happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Why was the Yam willing to split? Says the Medrash. Says Vayar Hayom Vayonos Nos Mipnei Hanes. It says that Yosef was Vayonos Hachutza. Yosef Yonos. Yosef ran out. You see, Eishes Potiphar was saying, come, let's be together. And Yosef wasn't saying, you know, goodbye, no, it's not Nageya. Yosef was saying, how can I do it? It's not so nice, not so good. He wasn't like, he didn't burn his bridges with her. Until finally, there was like a moment where it's do or die. And Yosef says, I am out of here. Goodbye. I will never see you again. We're finished. Yosef did it. Klal Yisrael was able to do it. And they did it. Klal Yisrael said, forget Avodah Zarah. We're finished with this. We're done. We are turning over a new leaf. We're becoming new people. We're not going back to that. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to do the Kriyas Yamsuf. So this is a when a people are at that moment of truth. Sometimes people, they're leaving behind certain lifestyles, but it still lingers. You know, they're still holding on to their memorabilia from, you know, back in the hood in the good old days when I was, you know, this cool dude doing my Averis. That's the person, you got to let go. You got to let go or it's going to follow you. And it's going to haunt you. But a person can burn his bridges and move on. It's not part of my life anymore. I'm becoming someone new and I'm becoming someone better. Have a good job.